Money is the topic this time by, and my dad used to tell me that kids didn't know the value of a dollar. Well, we're going to talk about that dollar and a whole lot of other dollars as Robin Growling, head of consumer deposits at Charlotte's Bank of America. First of all, Robin, thanks for being with us.
Oh, thanks so much for having me today.
Well, let me allow you to speak to this. There's some research from Bank of America's Better Money Habits that talks about some of the struggles that Generation Z is having with either having enough money or managing it properly.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, at Bank of America, we often go out and do, you know, research to really understand our clients and their behaviors. And it's been really interesting to look at kind of this Gen Z population that's going out, getting their, you know, job for the first time, or, you know, those that are, you know, new graduates and really trying to figure out how do they manage that money, right? I mean, it's like all of us, you know, that are adults now, we had to go through kind of the learning curve, right, and figure it out. And we're seeing that, you know, some of these, the Gen Zers, they are staying home and, you know, more financially dependent on their parents, either just from, you know, a smaller salary or the fact that they're just, you know, starting to learn their money management skills.
And of course, student loan debt is a part of that equation as well, I'd guess.
Oh, certainly. That's exactly right.
Now, one of the things what you're trying to do is get a message out, and this is maybe a message as old as time, but it always bears repeating, and that is how to manage money. And it all comes down to budgeting.
You know, it really does. And you know, I think when we hear the word budget, many of us are like, oh, that's daunting. It's so difficult. And it really stops us in our tracks before we even get started. And you know what I just want to share with your any of your listeners out there is the fact that budgeting can be simple, right? And it's really the most foundational element of having financial responsibility. And when I think about budgeting, I like to use what I call the 50-30-20 rule. And, you know, 50% of your after-tax income should go to cover your needs like rent or utilities. And, you know, especially if you have any students out there that have that part-time job while they're going to school, think about things like paying for their own phone bill, right? That's one more step in terms of financial independence instead of mom and dad paying for it. I mean, in today's kind of world, I really think of a phone as a need versus a want. So let them pay the phone bill because they may not be paying the rent or the mortgage, right? But let them pay the phone bill. I think that's, again, a really good way to demonstrate if you need this phone, you're going to need to budget for it, right? And then of your total budget, 30% should go to the wants. And those are things like the dining out, the entertainment, possibly the video game, the new baseball bat. Those are things that we don't need, but we want them. We want our life to be enjoyable. We want to enjoy, you know, friends and family around us. So we have to accommodate for that in our budget. We have to plan for that. And then that last 20% should go into savings. And, you know, if you're talking to someone who, you know, just graduated, has their first job, or that student that has the part-time job, they may think, I don't have enough to save. What do you mean 20% goes into savings? And, you know, what I would say is it, even if it's a small amount that's going into savings, the important part there is developing the habit to save, right? The dollars are less important when you're just starting out, but it's important to get into the habit of putting some amount aside, even if it's a couple dollars a week, put that aside, and then over time you'll be able to watch that grow. But you get into the behavior of savings, and the more that you create that budget, you stick to that budget, that's going to help you become more financially knowledgeable and confident in making those financial decisions going forward.
Which speaks, of course, to the idea of an emergency fund to do that. And we're going to skip over and talk about basics of credit because we only have a few minutes left. But credit, and it seems like in college it used to be that they would just offer you credit cards because they just want to get you on the books. But credit has to be something that's handled very carefully.
Oh, absolutely. It's just like any tool in your financial toolkit. Everything needs to be used responsibly, and credit is one of those main things. You know, when we think about credit cards, but that's where we get a lot of questions of folks that are just starting on their financial journey, credit cards are a very effective way to spend. You can sometimes get that cash back that'll help you kind of stretch your budget, if you will. But if you decide to use a credit card, make sure that you're not overspending. Make sure that you're spending within your budget. That's the first important thing to remember. But when you use the credit card, make sure that you're paying it off on time and in full each month. when you pay it off on time and in full each month, number one, you're not accumulating debt. And number two, that's going to help you build the solid credit history, improve your credit score. So ultimately, you may be able to rent your first apartment, get your first auto loan, but it really all starts with that responsible credit card management, if that's a tool that you're going to use.
We only have about a minute or so left, but I wanted to leave with financial tools and resources to cover some of the things we've talked about. Are there some resources available to help out, right?
Absolutely. So Bank of America, we have our bettermoneyhabits.com website, and you can go there for free financial information. It covers budgeting and savings, credit card usage, investing, paying down debt. So a whole host of topics that you can go, you can learn more, and it's free for any of your listeners out there. So that website is bettermoneyhabits.com.
Well, we're talking about budgeting, and especially for those who are going back to school or just getting started with their lives after school, very important information. We've been visiting with Robin Growney. She is with Bank of America in Charlotte, and we thank you for your time.
Thank you for having me today.